Hey guys, what's good? It's your girl Edith Yolanda. Thank you for tuning in to Cosmos and Cognac. Yay.
Yes sir. Yes sir.
We
yes,
got
sir.
Two brown liquors in here. So today I'm joined with Ashley C.
Hey.
And we got Mike Dopp.
What it do? Where's the gentleman in the house?
Oh, you heard that?
Always.
Gotta
plug that.
Always.
Come on now.
And then we have a special guest. Ashley, would you like to introduce our special guest?
Of course. This is like one of my most favoriteest people in the world.
You do know that you're going to have to rectify that shit with the rest of your family, but go ahead.
Right. Woo. But it's my cousin, Molly. He's down visiting from Maryland.
Maryland. DMV. DMV, baby.
Well, welcome to the show, my dear.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Hopefully, after this show, you'll still be liked by a lot of people on your friends list. Anyway, Ashley just had to go. We literally had to stop taping because this bitch got a ding dong on her door, and it was some food that she didn't even ask us if we wanted something. Mike, ooh, ain't that some shit?
Then drove an hour.
She got shrimps. She got fried rice, and she got all this shit, scallops, yeah. Bitch. And you know black people need a goddamn wing to go with some rice.
You're right. Well, no, you know I'm not regular black.
She's not. This
Ashley,
is true.
What is regular? Never mind. Anyway, guys.
I'm regular black.
She is that premium black.
Yeah. We have a good show lined out. I'm sorry. My energy is kind of low, but it's okay. We're going to get it together. I'm positive. I was just talking shit. I don't want to eat nothing.
You sure you want
to eat? I'm good.
And you know what? What time is it? You know I do the fasting, so I don't eat after 8.
Girl.
I know, it's hard, but I don't eat after 8. I mean, after 8. Anyway, guys, we got a great show lined up for you tonight. Stay tuned because we're going to talk about a lot. We got Wendy Williams in play. And we want to know, what did you do on Valentine's Day? Mm. So stay tuned to Cosmos and Cognac. Mike, shut up.
Check.
All right, guys. So we're back. Oh, my God. Ashley just blew me.
I'm sorry.
What the fuck? Listen.
Philosophy from a stripper.
Right. Listen. This is All-Star Weekend. We know that hoes are in Chicago freezing their ass off trying to get a ticket back home for the All-Star Games.
Make that money.
Bitch, I hope you get back home safely without frostbite because, okay, it's cold in Chicago. But listen.
It's cold.
You stupid. You are stupid, Mike. You are so stupid. We just watched Jennifer Hudson perform for the Kobe tribute. I don't know about y'all, but I instantly got chills. Mm-hmm. It's just something about Jennifer Hudson. I think that Jennifer Hudson and Fantasia are so underrated.
Yes.
When it comes down to entertainment, and I think that they are true singers, and
they are. They probably just, they're not, they haven't fallen into the whole that stuff.
Well, the thing about it is that when you look at Fantasia and Jennifer Hudson, they come from gospel, deep religious backgrounds. Mm-hmm. Whereas a lot of these kids today got dropped off at the church. Their mama and daddy didn't go with them. You know, they got dropped off at the church because their mama and daddy was still in the streets. And they just, now we got bitches like Doja Cat, the Moo Bitch. And, you know, I'm just like,
Now see what the difference is in regards to Fantasia and Jennifer Hudson. They were both active in church. They both sang in the church. Fantasia's family is nothing but singers.
Right.
Nothing but singers. I mean, she's cousins with Casey and JoJo.
She is?
All, yes. That whole family. Anthony Hamilton, that whole line. They are all family. So they sing. Now, Jennifer Hudson, she my baby mama. She don't know it. But that girl.
Because her face. Because clearly her husband ain't trying to marry her. They've been engaged for like 30 years.
They're not together anymore.
Oh, see what I'm saying? They was together for like 30 years.
If she ain't with Molly Music no more, Jay Hud, come holler at your boy. Come holler
at
your boy.
I think she did a wonderful job with this tribute, though. It just, I can't even.
I'll pay for your perm, girl.
You stupid.
I'll pay for your perm.
She'll pay for your hair implants.
Okay. I don't need it. I am cool.
You're doing good, boss.
I am cool where I am. I have accepted myself. See, I ain't like some NBA stars that, you know, they got that
stop it.
Right.
Wow. Don't do it. Don't go there.
That's my man.
Don't do it.
A lot of them have it, though.
If you gonna have it, you need to go full. Go full. I'll be trying to go piece
by
piece.
Leave LeBron out of this shit.
I didn't say LeBron.
You did in so many words. Okay.
I didn't say
Speaking of LeBron, I must say this also. He just gave away a hell of a lot of money to send children to school on college. Full really? Tuition paid. Oh. Yep. So shout out to LeBron James. I mean,
that's my birthday twin.
LBJ.
It's not enough black men that get the recognition that they should be getting for the things that they do in this world. And LeBron is just one of those people mm-hmm. that I just got to give my hat off to. Now, since we're talking about NBA players, and we didn't even have this written down. Now I went off without this.
That's good. That's good, though.
Dwayne Wade and his 12-year-old son who wants to be a girl.
Okay. Oh, right.
I'm going to let the ladies speak
on
this.
Oh, no, you're not. Is this the introduction? Are
we
going
We're doing word right on the street. It. Okay, Let's get into it.
Right into it.
So I want to hear what you guys have to say about it, Mike Dot.
My man, you the guest.
I'm a part of you. Okay. I mean, I'll keep it simple. I don't have a problem. I'm not a parent, first off. But secondly, I don't have a problem with it. If he's going to be a parent, he's going to be in the son's life and, you know, just rally behind him. I'm okay with that.
Right.
I don't see why you wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe you personally don't want him to be... What is he identifying as?
He's now trying to be a girl. He's trying to transition.
I mean, I don't know. Personally, me, it's just you can't control what someone else feels, thinks. I mean, again, I don't have a child, so maybe I don't know the whole spiel. But I just think overall as a parent, if your child comes to you and say, hey, I feel a way, X, Y, Z, you just need to rally behind them. And that's
what you say, Ashley?
We agree with that.
Yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying?
That part.
Now, we may not agree with it, especially as men. We want our son to be...
You
want
to be able to talk about the bitches.
Correct.
I wouldn't have said bitches.
I'm just saying it how it is.
The ladies.
Y'all can't have that conversation, but if he's going to come to you and say, hey, Dad, I'm talking to, you know...
Sam.
Kyle and them or whatever, you just got to hit him with the, all right, son, okay. Okay, what else you want to talk about?
Yeah, right, what else you got to
You got to be open.
Why do you have to condone that?
Why do you have to condone
He's just
it? I just feel like... I don't know why you have to condone it.
Have to condone it because society tells you that you have to condone it?
I think you have to condone it just because... just because of your child. It's not even about society. Mm. Because everyone makes their own personal choices anyway.
A 12-year-old? Right.
Not at...
And I'm going to... Let me kind of...
I'm asking the hard questions because, yes, you know, I come from a totally different background. Yeah.
So let's hear
I'm a parent as well. Now, I will just say this. I would love my child regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Now, do I condone it?
Mm-hmm.
But I love, just like anybody else, because
mm-hmm.
A lot of the stuff that I do, you know, certain people don't condone it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I understand that.
Right.
But people love me anyway,
mm-hmm.
despite. Mm-hmm. So that's the same thing with my child in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's how I'm going to end that right now.
Okay. Okay, cool. So for me, I'm just a little... like he said, people feel how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like at the age of 12, you still don't know a lot. You don't know yourself fully. People go through phases. I feel like 12 is too young to allow your child to transition into something else. Because that's a big decision. It's not like, oh, am I wearing blue today or am I wearing pink today? It's, I'm about to cut this appendage that's hanging between my legs off and it's going to be gone forever. You don't, at 18, 19, 22, you may not be, you may be like, fuck, I like the opposite, I like the same sex, but I don't feel comfortable as a woman anymore. So I just feel like that's not a decision that someone at 12, they don't, how do you know?
But even at that point, aren't you supposed to,
you can, they you, can't, they, I didn't say they, I'm not gonna love you.
They can't really articulate why. But as a
right,
you're still gonna
the fact
ask,
that you can't articulate.
What made you come to this decision at 12? What made you come to the decision just period?
TV
as a little
is society.
Is it just TV?
Social
I
media.
I don't think it's just TV. And you know, I'm raising my sister's two kids, and I've been raising them since they were 9 and 11 years old. And I remember Victoria going through a tomboy phase.
That's normal.
And she went through this phase of just, I think it was because she has an older brother and wanting to dress like him and do the things that he does. However, I told her what she wasn't going to do. And that was mainly because I'm the one who is supporting you. I am the one who is purchasing your clothes. I am the one that you, when you go out in the street, you represent me.
Correct.
So when it came down to us going to certain events, i.e. it being church or a special function, you're going to dress like a young lady because you are a young lady. I don't care really much of what you identify as. As long as you're in my goddamn house, you're going to do what I do. And do as I say. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's so funny because I'm hearing right now, I was watching something the other day and PETA is now telling people to not call animals pets.
Yep.
And I feel like the world is very fucked up and evil at this point in time.
So what you call them? Little furry children?
Companions.
Companions, yeah.
And that pets are not, they are not our ownership. But bitch, I do own this dog if I pay $4,000 for it.
Okay.
So there are a lot of things that I
don't, let me tell y'all something. Don't help me do no chores.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me just say this real quick.
Okay.
I'm going to say this because I'm not trying to throw shade, but Black Americans have really adapted to what the Western white Americans have been doing and have been saying that we have been enslaved all these years and we have a slave mentality and all that. But one thing that I can honestly say is that my parent, even though she wasn't a perfect parent, and there were some times that I feel like I was unjustly beat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love my mother with all my heart and soul. Okay. And I know that for a fact, she did a phenomenal job in raising me.
Right.
There's certain things that I see that kids are going through today. If they didn't have that, if they didn't have a parent like my own, like my mother, who was attentive and saw and pushed me to do certain things, I see now why you have Summer Walker, who is, to me, a nutcase. You know what I'm saying? I see why.
She's talented, like, but she's a nutcase. You're right.
I see why there's so many kids in this generation. I don't want to call them kids because they're young adults. But when you start having people who are saying that they're not identifying with anything, that worries me. Because right then and there, you have people that just kind of want to have a lawless society. And we all know that that doesn't work.
Correct.
So, you know, if I had a son that came to me and said, Mommy, I want to be a girl. I want to transition. Well, let me tell you what, son. As long as you're with me, you're my son. And as soon as you hit that stage, you'll walk across that stage, get your diploma and do what you need to do. I need you to go ahead and do it. Because I have taught you what you need to be taught. In order, there's no blood on my hands.
Right.
I gave you the word.
Right.
The word is the bird.
Right.
And you can go fly however you want to fly. It's not up to me now.
Right.
So, I mean, I think Dwayne Wade, the only
I like the fact that he's got money. I just like the fact that he's supportive. That's the only part I agree with. I just think 12 is a little young. And I'm not saying people shouldn't transition. Do what you do, but I just don't think 12 is an appropriate.
12?
That's what I'm saying.
That's
Yeah, that is.
You might grow a real big one.
How many bad decisions that you made when you were 18?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on now. You're telling me that you're going to allow a child to go ahead and settle the score with his penis at 12?
Right.
Do you know how many pills that this child would have to take?
Yeah.
For the rest of his life.
The rest of his life, he's going to have to take. And to me, he's a boy. Mm-hmm. I really, you know what? Getting into the second topic of Wendy Williams having to apologize for the things that she said when she honestly felt it.
Uh-huh.
Listen.
Well,
nobody
tell them what did she say? Because people
might
not know.
But let me just say this. Nobody is going to make me call that little boy a girl. Mm. Point blank fucking period. That's a little boy, and that's a little girl. I understand what society is telling us to say, but I have an issue, especially with Black Americans that will have a problem with a white girl wearing cornrows, but don't see the problem of you calling a little boy a girl. That's a fucking issue to me.
Wow.
Good point.
You see what I'm saying? Why are we so upset at a white woman who can cornrow her hair? Mm-hmm. But then we say, well, why are we so, why do you want to say that if he identifies as, no, I see a little boy, mm-hmm. I'ma call him a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
Which goes into...
Daddy calling him Clay?
I'm calling him Clay. Wendy Williams got some heat this week because she was talking about Galentine's Day. And Galentine's Day was basically something that bitches who didn't have a Valentine's
mm-hmm.
used to say or said. Uh-huh. Where they would gather around all their single girlfriends uh-huh. and they would celebrate Galentine's Day together.
Okay,
and
that's what that's called.
Right.
Yeah, and so, that was.
So like Valentine's Day, what do? Are they like bashing men or are they just...
No, just celebrating love that they have for their girlfriends together.
Okay.
So she was in the audience and she was like, how many of my girls are going to be celebrating Valentine's Day? And some of the men in the audience clapped.
Yeah.
Wendy Williams said, no, this is not for you.
Oh.
This is for the girls. And stop wearing our dresses and heels because we need something to... what do we have?
Mm.
Now... Wendy.
She didn't have to throw that in there.
She did.
Uh-oh.
So, how are we going to address this, guys?
Woo! I mean, once again, identify your...
right.
To say that.
That's like...
Her...
She told the dudes, like, this ain't for you. Like, bitch, this ain't for you.
Right, okay.
No, she's a woman.
She is. Well, she just started looking more manly as she got older. She used to be pretty back in the day. Like back in the day, like she was pretty.
I seen her back in the day.
So I mean, but I mean, at the end of the day, she feels how she feels.
Yeah.
And
she should have stood on it, but the thing is, she doesn't want to lose those advertising dollars.
Of course not.
She's let me tell y'all.
And you know what's crazy?
I really want to address that.
People are doing. People give these apologies because they do not want to.
I really want to address that because Donald Trump won the whole fucking election just based off of speaking the truth and telling people how really racist and how he really was, mm-hmm. and so many people
rallied
supported him,
yep.
rallied and really put him in office with a whole lot of money. Because he kept it real. Why can't we keep it real?
Because we're not going to back each other on that. It's right. Like, well, you're on your own on that
right.
one. Because once they start pulling, it's like, okay. Just like Snoop. Snoop had to walk that shit back, what he said about Gil. Because he's not losing those dollars with Martha Stewart that he got now. He's got all this money now.
Oh, did he walk it back? He did.
Yes.
He apologized.
Yeah, he did. I didn't know he apologized.
He walked it back. He walked it back because he's not going to lose these advertising dollars and all this other stuff that he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Wendy Williams. I feel the same way that you... If it's what you say, stand behind what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Go with it.
Mm-hmm. I said
and then
what I said.
Your audience is your audience and they're going to follow you. But what they fear is the network coming to them and saying, you know, we just had so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so pull out because they let their dollars speak for them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't allow our dollars to speak for us.
Mm.
We'll continue to go, if we got a store that's doing us any kind of way, we'll still continue to give them our money.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. that's true.
Instead of pulling it and saying, no, we're not going to support you.
Right.
We won't do that.
Right.
We won't do that. I mean, when Colin, and I hate to go back to this, But a real easy way for Colin, for everybody that stood behind him, mm-hmm. the biggest thing, if the players would have just said, fuck it, we're not playing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because that would have shut down
everything. And there's nothing they can do about it. There would have been nothing they could do about it.
Everything. The owners would have had to do something. Because right. you're losing all that money on that day. They could not allow that to happen. But they knew, well, them niggas ain't going to do that uh-huh. because they not... But you know, I got all these families. You know, I got to take care of.
Now, that's the slave-like mentality
all
right
these
there.
Baby mamas I got to take care
that's
of.
That's the impoverished mentality right there.
Yep, that's
so
true.
So we have that mentality, and that's why we can't do that. Now, me personally, if you fuck up, I don't care who you are as far as business is concerned, mm-hmm. and if I don't like it, I'm not going to put my money behind.
Right. Well,
I've done churches like that where yeah. I just like, nah. Can't do it. Can't back you because you're not doing anything in the community. I'm not putting my money behind that. I will give my money to organizations and businesses that are doing the things in the community that we need. Mm-hmm. Not just for your fucking entertainment.
Right.
No, I'm not doing that. No.
Yeah. Well, I give it up to Wendy. You know, she's been my how you doing girl. And you know, another thing is that somebody brought up is that, you know, Wendy Williams has taken so much of the gay culture. First of all, let me address this, and I'm going to make this clear as day so nobody will ever get it twisted. Mm. Let's be real here. The gay community, gay men have taken that from women and have done it times 10. When you're talking about shade and when you're talking about the tea, they are definitely talking about our grandmothers from the church. They always threw some shade. They're definitely talking about the aunties mm-hmm. that over Christmas or Thanksgiving holiday threw some shade mm-hmm. or had some tea. So at the end of the day, we are women that men imitate to be like us, and they do an imitation of us very heightened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Very exaggerated.
Exaggerated and heightened. But you have to realize that, you know, you can't sit back and not give the originators... women originated that shit. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? If you look at single, straight, heterosexual males, they don't do this. They don't go and do what women do.
Right.
So gay men took that from women. So mm-hmm. you can't sit back here and say, oh, Wendy Williams stole the gay culture and she's going to lose her gay audience. As far as I'm fucking concerned, Wendy Williams is the gay audience.
Okay.
You just said it. She looks like a drag queen.
Okay.
She, you know, so at the end of the day, we really, really need to stop. Like I said last show, we got to stop with this cancel fucking culture.
Yep.
This cancel culture, oh, because this one person said something that I disagree with, they're canceled. Oh, because he said something that I disagree with, they're canceled. That's not how we're going to make a change in this world. Mm-hmm. Wendy Williams just gave a young lady, the stripper who fell, she said the pole was so high, it was like two stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The young lady came on the Wendy Williams show with her mouth wired shut. And what really, I put it up on my Facebook, what really was emotional for me is because, I don't know if you guys know that, I have worked
this strip.
Cause I was never gay. I'm
just kidding.
Just kidding. No.
I need that.
However,
okay.
I have worked in the sex industry. Mm-hmm. And when I say the sex industry, I have worked with porn stars. I have worked with strippers. I have worked with webcam girls mm-hmm. Doing their makeup mm-hmm. And what because I don't know if you guys, well, I didn't tell too many people this, but you know, I'm raising two extra kids and I wanted to get some extra money, so I was like, well, I'm gonna start working back at the club because mm-hmm. I can make upwards of $200-$300 a night,
right?
And the very first night that I went back to the club, y'all, I was like, I can't do this. Can't shit do it. I was ministering to girls. Like, I was, like, really telling them how beautiful they were and how they are to act and all this stuff. And I was like, I can't do this no more. Like, I'm too old to be up in a club. And what really threw me through a loop and got me kind of emotional while I was watching The Girl and Wendy Williams was because the girl was like, I was asking God for a way to get me out of the club because she had been doing it for 4 years. Mm-hmm. So Wendy asked her, she was like, are you going to go back to dancing? And she said, well, actually, no. I had been asking God for a way to get out of the club. And this was the sign. Uh-huh. And she said, not one bruise, not one broken bone. She did fracture her jaw. Her teeth in the back were broken. Mm-hmm. So she has to do all these repairs to fix what happened. Mm-hmm. But God spared her where she didn't even have a physical bruise on her body.
Right.
And that could have gone so, so wrong.
Yeah, because she was still, when you, if you watch the video, she started twerking right after she fell.
So about that, she said when she felt like she was falling, mm-hmm. she said she knew she was, before she fell, she knew she was going to fall. Oh, and so she was preparing herself to be passed out.
Right.
She said, but when she hit the floor and she was still awake, she said it was so much adrenaline still in her. She started, you know, she was like, let me finish my set. You know what I'm saying? And so I was like, yo, that is gangsta as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Getting these dollar bills out.
Fucking yes, and from what I understand, her GoFundMe has over $32,000.
She is a G.
And then Wendy went and gave her $10,000 towards her education for being an esthetician. So I wish that young lady well. Oh, wow, I think that was a great sign of, you know, God, he's your provider. If you want to get up out of there, he'll definitely find you a way to get up out, even if it hurts.
Ooh. What a way, though.
Even, I mean, that's a
even
lesson.
Even if it hurts.
Even if it hurts.
That sound like a sermon.
Okay.
Shout.
You know, you always say that I'm preaching, and I do not appreciate that, man.
If it hurts, he shall.
When your church music.
Deliver you.
Because you know his daddy a preacher.
Oh,
yeah. Anyway, guys, all right, that's Word on the Street. We'll be right back after this break. This blow pop good as shit.
It's like shit.
I'm smacking on it.
Clearly.
Like, I'm smacking on this. I mean, like, fucking it up.
Is that your food substitute?
No, you know, my throat needed a little lubrication.
Ew. Yuck. Because that was disgusting. Not my throat needed some lubrication. So
if my throat all was that's dry. Here.
All I got is the lollipop, so that will do.
What are you talking about? That's what you got.
I was thinking of that trouble video.
Okay. What trouble video? Wait, what video?
He has a line talking about he has a but another one.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm so lost.
Skate.
Well, no skeet. I had a blow pop.
Blow.
Woo. Y'all are so disgusting.
Great clarification day.
All right, guys. So this is like basically 2 days after Valentine's Day, which we're calling Happy Gray Area Clarification Day.
Ooh.
And I, you know, a lot of people are disappointed. Mm-hmm. I am one.
Are you the side piece?
I wasn't a side piece, but I was definitely
disappointed. But you remember a couple episodes ago, she was saying if...
Oh, remember? Yeah. So we want to know.
She was just saying if she'll know where they stand if he doesn't do
so where,
blah, blah, blah.
So where do you all stand?
Well, I will say this. He did offer for me to go out with him to an event. I declined.
Okay.
And the reason why I declined was because I didn't think it was good enough.
Say, wait.
You didn't think it was good enough?
I didn't think what he offered was good enough.
You didn't think what he offered was good enough
for
Valentine's Day?
Not at all.
If you're not the girlfriend, oh, she doesn't believe in girlfriend, boyfriend titles.
But no.
So he offered, okay, for the fellas that listen, okay, so let's walk this, because my brother, he's like, what? So he offered to take you out on Valentine's.
So let's dive into the offer.
Okay, let's dive into the offer.
Cool.
So the offer was that he asked me if I wanted to go to an erotica poetry jam session.
Okay.
that
he... That sounds kind of cool.
Hold on. That he had to work. So basically, he was going to have his table, and he was going to be doing his little business
proposal. But he wouldn't be like your date. It wouldn't be like a date.
So it wouldn't be like a date. It would just be like, oh, you can tag along with me.
Or something like, yeah.
You know, tag along with me to this, and then, you know, I might possibly listen to a poem or two with you, and then...
I gotta work.
Yeah, and then afterwards, we go home and fuck,
so
I guess.
So it's not a real date.
No. So that's not a date.
Not a real date.
So that was good that you declined that.
So I declined it because I was like... And let's just make it clear. When we first started talking, he was like, I'm really trying to get my business up and running, right? And I was like, okay, cool, you know... I'm the type of woman that would, you know, support you in your business. Mm-hmm. Like if you, you know, have something that you're promoting on Facebook, I'll put it on my Facebook and promote it.
Right, right, right.
I've actually helped him personally with his business. Mm-hmm. So all of these things really, really kind of took me through a loop because I got a text message saying Happy Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And I didn't think that was good enough. I thought that he should have at least called.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. And
at this point, you declined the...
Yeah, I had already declined it. And I told him, I was like, you know, I don't think that that's how I would like to spend my Valentine's Day. He said, understood. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
I got you.
I feel it.
And I just feel like, you know, at this day and age... With my age, I know what I want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's no love lost or anything. What I don't like is I don't like the excuses and the tagging along. So I just basically ended it. I was like, I'm better than this. Uh-huh. So Valentine's Day to me, even though I had one of my really, really good friends, he called me, said Happy Valentine's Day, told me he loved me. We live thousands of miles apart, but yeah, I just felt like that was dry. That wasn't good enough for me. So,
ooh.
No Valentine's Day.
So you ended it just for that weekend, or you ended it?
No, I mean, like
if he calls you tonight and he's like, "Come over,"
I wouldn't go over to his house
tonight.
I wouldn't do it at all.
Are you turning the coochie off?
I think that, honestly, yeah, it is no. Oh. I'm not interested in him anymore. Okay. I don't think that he's willing to give me what it is that I want and what I need.
Even if he would have called on Valentine's Day.
Let me tell you something. It's not even about Valentine's Day because there were some things that have been happening.
In between them. I got you.
One of the things that had been happening was, and I really don't like this. I don't like when, and this is, I know this is bad because Ashley has said it to me many times before. You know, Yolanda, you're not going to find too many men who don't have children. And I understand that with my age group.
We just had to stop. Mm-hmm. We just had to stop.
But I don't like men who use their children as crutches.
Okay.
So
say get out of things, or
yes,
just whatever.
Yes,
you knew we had this plan,
and then you bring up you need to do something with your kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's happened like maybe three times.
Yeah,
and I don't like that.
Yeah, I can get frustrated. Yeah, that's yeah.
Mike, you have a son, so go ahead. I hear you humming over there in the back of the church choir.
I mean, I've had to. If my daughter comes, she's away in college.
Mm-hmm.
She's 4 hours away. If she comes
unexpectedly,
that is the only way that I'm not, you know, I'm going to, you know, say, hey, my daughter's in town. Didn't know she was in town. I want to spend some time with her.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you understand that. I've had a female that was just like, well, I just don't see. And when she started going off like that, I was like, "Okay, we done." Because you can't do that with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm not gonna use my son for a crutch for everything, no, because all that stuff is planned in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So we've already, you know, unless he does some dumb shit, which he does from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Don't talk about my boy.
He waits till the last minute, like these books that he was supposed to sell. Mm-hmm. Wait till the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
But things like I've got to go to, like say if it's his meet or whatever, I've already got that stuff planned. I plan stuff in advance.
Okay.
So that's kind of how I do. So if you want time, I'm going to carve out that time. That's
period. Right.
That's
on period.
Period. But I'm going to tell you this. Mm-hmm. If I make the time for you.
And you cancel.
Don't. That's some bullshit because I look at time very precious.
Yeah,
absolutely. We don't know if we're going to exist tomorrow or not. And so if we have the time and if we make the time, then we need to make the best of the time. Mm. Don't sit there.
And you know, I think I'm also at this point in my life where I'm tired of always being the one that gives mm-hmm. and is the giver, but I never get that reciprocated back to me.
Uh-huh.
And I had a very simple conversation with him and I said, listen, because I could see that the way that he treats women, treated me, is probably the way he treats women mm-hmm. as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, I really want you to hear me with your ears, not with your ears, but with your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, I feel like if my father knew that the way he treated women would soon affect the way his daughter would be treated,
mm.
my dad wouldn't have done the things that he did to be a womanizer to women. Mm. And I told him, I said, and I'm letting you know that you're raising a young black woman
mm-hmm.
and that everything that you've done to me mm-hmm. or to some other woman is going to come back to her.
Ooh.
And it will happen.
Did he understand that?
He understood it.
That's the thing that I fear, honestly, with my son.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way that he is nonchalant with chicks now, I'm like, oh, God. Because he's a football player, one.
Yep.
Two, when he gets to college, this is going to be 10 times.
It's okay to be nonchalant.
No. He's 16.
Okay.
And so I need him to see how love can be
mm-hmm.
between a man and a woman. That, to me, is very important. And what scares me is that he may not see that before he graduates from me. That scares me.
Because I need him
to see it. Because if he's like this now, I know how I was when I went off to college, and you know, women really wasn't checking for me mm-hmm. until I got to college. And when I got to college, I went nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I went nuts. When I went to UGA, I was off.
The meter.
And I mean, I didn't have to pledge a fraternity mm-hmm. because I was popular enough because I sang all damn time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was like women in my dorm like every other night.
Yep.
I was a good one.
I didn't do that in college.
Like I said,
I went to UGA too.
I didn't do that in college.
Like I said, I'm just saying. Sophomore and senior year,
it was on.
He said it was on.
I'm glad that you say that because I had this conversation because a lot of people are talking about the photograph and how boring it was. And what really, really struck me is a lot of people were saying it because it wasn't any drama, no trauma. And I said, it's really bad because black people as a whole don't know what it is to really experience love without trauma.
Yeah.
And yeah. I really don't know how to experience.
That's trauma.
Well, they said trauma.
Trauma.
Trauma. There was a certain amount of trauma.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not just enough.
Not huge trauma.
But I mean, you can understand how so-and-so was affected by so-and-so and so-and-so. You saw the family dynamic.
Okay.
And you saw how people will tend to allow their pride to keep them from love.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was a major
thing. That's not enough transparency because we want to put up a facade that we are a particular type of person and we're not that type of person.
The thing that got me and the thing that touched me was the fact that this woman's pride kept her from love everlasting. And that's how we are, because we are scared to be vulnerable. And now sex is not seen as being vulnerable anymore. It's just a means to get an end. And so it was an act that was seen as being vulnerable is no longer that. And the conversation that we are supposed to have, that's supposed to lead and not be as scary, is now the scary thing. So now we don't even want to talk.
Right.
just want to, okay, oh, I like you. You like me. Okay, let's fuck. That's horrible. You know me. Now you know me because we fuck. No, I don't know you.
At all.
Because we haven't really had conversations.
Right. We're just fucking.
We got to have that. And that's what I like the movie for. Did I wish they really would have had like some really good love scenes? Yes.
Okay.
However, the story I felt
is a true love story.
Yeah.
Okay. I think a lot of people were saying, and I'm gonna go see it on Tuesday. Shout out to AMC for the $5 ticket.
Hey, on Tuesday.
I'm going to see that shit on Tuesday. I was gonna do it on Friday, but because of like how everything just started happening on Friday, I was like, I'll just wait until Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But everybody was comparing it to like Jason's lyric in Love Jones, and I was like,
You can't. People need to stop that. Go and just watch.
Hold on, excuse me.
I know.
You've never seen Jason's lyric?
She hasn't seen a lot of movies.
Maybe Love Jones.
Have they ever been on BET?
Yes.
I'm done. Yes. You got to see it, but without commercials. Are you kidding me? Yes. Now, I will say this. I just saw Love Jones with Oh Boy that I just broke up with. I just saw Love Jones, and I saw Jason's lyric so long ago that I remember that the brother was crazy. But you need to see those two, because those are great black.
Apparently, there's a lot of movies I need to see.
There's a lot you haven't seen.
So, Cuzzo.
Yo.
So, what did you do for Valentine's Day?
Woo!
He came to visit me. Oh, you came to visit your cousin?
You were on the road.
Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me there's not one young lady in Maryland that has your heart? You look like this one.
He did.
Don't answer that.
I'm just going to answer the regular question for Valentine's Day. I was on the road driving from Maryland down here to see y'all good Atlanta folks. So when I did leave my house, I did leave a Valentine's Day card for somebody.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Even though right now we're on a rocky road.
So you mean to tell me that you were considerate enough to go to
the
store.
Look, you know what I'm saying?
Purchase a card for a person that you're on. You have turmoil with.
I didn't want to.
But right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is where I feel that a lot of people are kind of losing touch, because it's so hard to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is so easy to do the wrong thing. And I feel that a lot of times, even though it's so hard to do the right thing, it's more rewarding.
I feel that. I do feel that in a certain sense. Because even with me, so even beforehand, like prior to that Thursday, I was going to Walmart. I was buying a couple cards for like my mom, my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, should I really get her a card? Do I really want to get her anything? Everyone getting chocolates, flowers. And I'm just like, got into it yesterday, you know what I'm saying? And we're on the outs right now. But even talking to my boys and a lot of other people that know me, that's been around and know what's going on internally. Nah, bro, go ahead. You just don't go that route. Get her a card. You ain't gotta do too much.
Right.
Just let her know, you know, whatever you wanna let her know, you know what I'm saying?
So
I bought the card and just wrote something in it like, hey, you know. Something to the extent of just, hey, I love you. I know we're on not good terms right now, but I love you. But just some small message. And then I told her, hey, I'm going out of town. Mm-hmm. But this was kind of like last second. And wasn't really planned for real. But I said, hey, I'm going out of town. And then that was that. So
I think that was the sweetest thing.
Right? That's still sweet.
So, to be honest, that's all I really wanted.
A card?
I wanted a card and appreciation. Absolutely.
Thoughtfulness. That's it.
Where you thought of me
when you know the person, because it could be different for different people. Like,
got you.
You see what I'm saying? So a card from
just to say I thought of you, and I went and spent my $2.35.
And I think for guys, well, that's 38. The scary.
That's the scary thing because the way society is.
I have no problem doing that. Mm-hmm. And I have, you know, those are things that I battle with because mm-hmm. when I would just go and do something nice, mm-hmm. like my man, he got her a car.
Right.
I go get a car. First thing I'm thinking is, what is she going to say? Is she going to put this on social media?
Yep.
Say,
that's all I got. Yep.
Look at this nigga. Uh-huh. This is all he's going to get me.
Yep.
And, that's true.
And those are the things that our make
society. Let me ask you a question, though.
You have to know who you're dealing with, though, too.
What type of woman are you dealing with?
But we don't. But what I'm saying is that if we generally just like you, like say if I met you about a month ago.
Oh, that's, I don't know that's you, amazing. Correct? Right.
But I don't know
but
you.
But some women don't think like that.
And so I don't know what I'm getting because I don't know you just yet. I just want to just give
let
you
a call. Let you know, you know.
Right.
Like, hey, I think you're nice or whatever. Cause there were times where I would have a nice woman I'm talking to, it's mm-hmm. Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm gonna break you off some flowers.
Mm-hmm. What's acceptable? Let's just ask that.
What is acceptable?
What's acceptable when for a person that you've known for six or less months uh-huh. versus a woman that you've known six and beyond?
Six.
Just six. But the reason why I say 6 months is because that's half of a year. Mm-hmm. So if you've known this person for 6 months, which I've known this guy for 6 months.
Well, no. There's a difference between knowing and we, and let's talking. Say we talk, let's say are we I can talking? Know you for 6 months, but I might hit you up every 2 weeks.
No, let's no. Let's,
that's like 3 months. No. You know.
Let's say this. Let's say you've been talking to this person for 6 months.
We're exclusive.
You're exclusive. No. Wait. As far as he knows, as far as she knows, uh-huh. you're the only two that are talking on this type of level.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You talk morning, noon, and night.
Okay.
You go on multiple dates, maybe a date a week, and you're sexually active with somebody.
It's consistent.
It's consistent communication.
Okay.
What is acceptable?
A card.
For 6 months or less. Okay.
6 months or less.
I mean, I think a card and some like...
Flowers.
Flowers can be cool too. Something small.
Or like
if we're having
a giant chocolate, or
if we're having
taking out to eat.
If I'm getting to know you, our conversation is at a level where we're talking pretty much every day.
And you're sexually active.
And we're sexually
That's
active.
That's what she's saying. Like between like within 6 months.
This is Wednesday, gentlemen. If I am talking to you, I'm getting to know you. You're telling me deep things about you.
Personally. Mm-hmm.
Personal things. You're being mm-hmm. vulnerable in front of me. And mm-hmm. this has been going on for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've already figured out what I'm going to get because I already know who you are.
Yeah.
So if you are a person that loves flowers, like if... I've never had anybody give me flowers.
And... ding, ding, ding.
Because I've had right. flowers. So that's like, okay, I'm going to do flowers. And then what else? If she comes into my place, I'm going to cook for her. Oh, we're going to do this. Because see, you could, what we normally do is take them out.
Yep.
But it takes more effort to sit there and cook at your house.
Yes, it does.
Especially if y'all have already been sexually active. She's used to coming to your house.
And so I will cook.
That's sexy.
And that's taking, especially for me, when I that's don't sexy. Have the time, I've got to prep that sucker.
Yep.
So I've had, that's taking time. So she's going to like that with the flowers.
And that's simple too.
And that's, you know.
It's not too expensive.
It is, but it's showing that I care. Okay. And that's the thing that we're going for with acceptable. A person that if I know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter now.
Getting to know you, who you are better.
I'm gonna say this because you can be dating and fucking somebody for a year and not know who they are.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was about to say.
Because if you just have surface conversation and all you're doing is laying pipe or giving it up,
right?
You don't know who this person is.
Mm-hmm. No.
And so it's like, you know, I tell people all the time, well, I love you. No, you love the dick.
That part.
You want the meat.
You don't miss me. You miss this doggy stuff.
And that's what it is. And so people, no, it's not. Okay.
It is.
Tell me, did I play in band when I was in high school?
That part. Cause real quick, what would you do if you were dating a young lady
6 months
for
or less?
6 months or less.
If I was dating her for 6 months or less, we're getting to know each other, we're consistently talking, I mean, kind of the same thing. Just kind of paying attention to what she like. I mean, everyone's going to figure out, all right, should I go this route as far as flowers, the whole nine, chocolates, or should I just get her a card?
Let me ask you this, money-wise, how much would you spend on a Valentine's Day gift?
For 6 months, consistently?
Or
six,
less, yeah.
Yeah.
Not like how y'all ask them.
No, but we're going to, because I'm going to ask Ashley something too, but go ahead.
Like, I think 100, little, I said 100, okay. About 100?
100?
About 100? About 100.
Maybe that's, I mean, that's a lot. Yeah, that's nice. That's a nice Valentine's Day gift.
For 6 months?
Yeah, like, I mean, what's wrong with 100 though?
You can't even go on a date for less than $100, really.
If that's what you can afford, mm-hmm. Yes, that's no problem.
Okay.
But I think sometimes we get into this thing
if you
where,
can't afford $100 on a girl, then you don't
like,
need to be
I think
dating.
If I'm talking to a dude for 6 months or less,
you don't.
It should be more than 100.
No, I would be good. If I could figure out, oh, he spent about a good $50, that's good.
But why should we
put a money thing on it?
It shouldn't be a money thing, but let's be honest here, guys. Everything fucking costs.
Knowing how much flowers cost, knowing me going to Giant to get some salmon to cook for you that day and everything.
See?
I can just, off the top of my head, I know I'm going to spend at least, on the top of my head, I know I'm going to spend a strong
70.
60-ish, 70 or whatever. The other 30, 40 I may have and just whatever. But if I know I'm going to get flowers, some chocolate, flowers alone is 30, 35, 40.
If it's a good bouquet.
If it's a good bouquet, roses, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, or 20. You could do that too.
You can go to Kroger.
Yeah. I mean, or I could just have the flower sent to her house. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, but she come over.
I mean, but if you want to switch it up.
Now that's, you know, that's what we want at the job.
For sure. For sure. 55, 60. Automatically.
That's pro flowers.
Automatically. You know what I'm saying?
Because you go pay.
With the discount.
That's what the promo is. Right.
So I may send the flowers over there and be like, yo, I need you over my house at 7 p.m. Woo-dee-woo-dee-woo, and then have the dinner ready. You can flip it how any type of way you want.
But. All right, so we got a perspective of the guys.
Right.
So Ashley.
Yes.
Let's flip it over because what I've been hearing, especially from Mike tonight, is that Valentine's Day is not for them.
Okay.
So if women were to, you know, make Valentine's Day just as special for the guys, what would you do?
I need to hear this.
Mm-hmm. It's easy.
Is it easy?
Because we're good. We're good gift givers anyway.
Yeah, I'm a good gift giver.
Who are good gift givers?
Ashley is.
I am too.
I'm not speaking for women. I'm speaking for myself.
There's a lot of women.
I don't know what to get my guy for.
You don't know.
Okay, I pay attention.
Right, and then a lot of what you also have to realize, though, guys, is mm-hmm. that what guys are interested in and what guys really like,
yeah.
is very expensive. Like, y'all want flat screen TVs and shit. Y'all want goddamn...
For Valentine's Day?
Like, Mike, that's what Mike just said today. He said a flat screen TV. Y'all like expensive electronics.
Right.
The commercials. Right. I'm just saying, there are Zelle commercials with the, oh, get her this.
So
starting at... 1,000.
Super fun.
So Ashley, you can't think of anything that you would do?
No, I know what I would do.
Okay, what would you do?
For 6 months or less. I would cook.
Okay.
Purchase like his favorite liquor.
Okay.
That's cool. That's cool.
You see what I'm saying?
Cool.
Like
that's cool well, right there.
You know, they might like Hennessy, Remy, okay. get a bottle that's of cool. that.
Okay.
I'll have my own separate shit because I don't drink that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Cook. And then probably do it.
Right. Nice, pretty negligee, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank
I would love
you.
You.
Mm-hmm. And he would appreciate that because that's premium grade A.
He got
a
whole bottle to himself.
Okay.
Okay. And I cook.
And so let me just say, since I'm putting myself in there, uh-huh. you know, I'm not in a relationship like that. Mm-hmm. So this is what, why are you fucking humming? You always fucking hum when I'm talking. The fuck?
This about to be juicy right here.
So the guy that I was dating, I know that he likes cigars.
Mm-hmm.
I would have gotten him a nice set of cigars mm-hmm. from whatever cigar shop that he goes to locally.
Mm-hmm.
He also likes like those kind of Kangol-ish kind of hats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to call them.
Kangols.
But it's not like a, it's not a fedora. It's not a fedora. I don't know. But I would have gotten him a nice hat. Uh-huh. Right? I probably wouldn't do dinner. Because let's just face it, I don't have the time to really cook because I'm always working. But I would have gotten him that I know that he likes. Mm-hmm. And I would have probably said, we don't have to do this anytime soon, mm-hmm. but let's go and get his or her massages.
I know that's right.
Because right then and there, we're spending, you know, intimate time together.
That's 6 months or less?
Yeah. I would say I wouldn't do all of that at one time. I think I would probably do the hat and the cigars. But then, or I would have just done the massages because the massages are about 75.
Mm-hmm. So are you worried about the price? Are you worried about the price?
I feel like everybody should budget. Mm-hmm. I think the people who are on Facebook and social media showing all these roses and stuff like that, they're doing that because there is something that is missing within their relationship that they have to go and broadcast that to the world. Honestly, I really do believe that. I believe that some of the most healthiest relationships are the people that we don't see on a constant basis, always reassuring the public that they are together.
On social media. You never see Denzel and his wife on
You never see
media.
Denzel. You never see, you know, like, and this is the crazy thing. Mm. I've seen so many people do the most wonderful things for their partner mm-hmm. and then find out a year later they're divorced.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or they split
up.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, and I'll say this till the day I am dead. Mm-hmm. The people who yell and scream the loudest are the people who are in the most distress. Like, the ones that are flashy always. Mm-hmm. You know, they're overcompensating for something that they're missing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, up until now, I really, because I'm the single girl of the group. Mm-hmm. So I usually talk about what I'm going through, like the single life or whatever. But y'all never know when I'm involved with somebody. I never post it up on Facebook. Never.
Good players never do.
I'm not a player. I just don't want anybody in my business. I don't want anybody to distract.
But that's the whole point. Because for us, mm-hmm. and this is what we've been saying for years, for us, once we say, this is my girl,
yep.
there is a flood that comes to our DMs.
I believe that
want to mess up what we have. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say this very quickly. I was in a relationship for 5 years. Mm-hmm. They saw how happy I was
yep.
with her. She wanted to post everything on Facebook. And that led to our demise because everybody was coming for me.
Wow.
And then everybody was coming for her trying to split us apart.
Yep.
What do you mean coming for you?
I had all of her friends, so-called friends, that were trying to tell me, well, she ain't doing this and she that. All the while, you have some other females coming like, oh, you need to be with me. You don't need to be with her. Uh-huh. You need to be with me. So I got all this traffic coming. And me being naive at the time, like, oh, well, shit, I'm just the shit.
Right.
No, mm-hmm. they're trying to tear us apart because they see us happy.
That's true.
And so I allowed that to happen. And it fucked up a really good relationship. We would probably be married right now if I didn't allow that shit to happen.
Right.
And so once they tore us apart, just like, hey, so what's going on?
Uh-huh.
But you know,
now they're nowhere to be found.
Honestly, you can't blame that on social media if you have a strong relationship and a strong foundation.
No, what I'm saying is that she wanted to make everyone know that we were together.
So what's the point of what's the difference of them knowing on social media versus them knowing in real life?
This is the thing, because this is what we were talking about. It seemed very flashy. Mm. So she was putting it out there like, oh, we doing this.
Like a validation?
Yeah.
Yep.
And my whole thing is, you got me right here. We don't need to do that.
I believe that.
She was wondering why I didn't post stuff. And I was like, because people don't need to know.
That's always a big argument.
That's kind of like somewhat, it's been kind of in my relationship, like, as of recently.
Because me personally.
And I'm trying to like.
You're trying to battle?
What?
Not be extra.
Yeah. I don't want anybody to know what's going on with me until I say, okay.
I do?
This
or whatever.
I want her to have a ring on her finger. Because once I do that,
boom.
The PR person is taking over my phone. And you, well, Michael, we can't reach you because my PR person.
Does. Well, to be honest, I have two Facebook friends that I really love, Carmelita and her husband Ren. And it was so sweet because he does like, he's like a singer. Uh-huh. So he goes to different, so for Valentine's Day, he went to her job. He said, I can't sing to all these other women and not sing to my girl. So he went to her job and sang for her. I thought it was
That's
the sweetest
so
thing.
Sweet.
But what really like threw me off was because Carmelita had been my friend on Facebook for about 11 years. Uh-huh. And then she was like, hey guys, I'm shutting down my Facebook page. And Ren and I are going to have our Facebook page together. Mm-hmm. And me being the person that I am, I'm mm-hmm. like, this shit is so fucking corny. Like, mm-hmm. why can't y'all have your own separate pages? But then I realized, I was like, what do they have to hide? What do you actually have to hide? It's not that it's a control issue or anything like that. Y'all are together.
I still want to have shit.
But what I can understand, especially if I'm coming to you in your DMs and I'm talking to you as a girl, but you know, I don't want my husband to be going in my phone and shit. I just feel like, let me have something. That's what I was feeling.
That's how I feel. Because sometimes my friends, they talking shit about their dudes. And my dude might know their dude and they might be cool. The last thing I need...
Well, text it on your phone. You don't have to do that in your DMs for Facebook.
But you know, when you with your, like, I have friends, I'll text them and then I'll be on social media and then I'll see something and then I'll send it to them and then we start texting in the social media.
They are an older couple.
It can't be okay.
They are an older couple. So I will say that like Ren is like in his 60s or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And she's in her 50s. Right. But at the end of the day, I just feel like,
well, yeah.
You know,
They can
share their
page.
He'll be done, forgot his password.
Okay.
Baby, what's the password?
Right. Baby, what's the password?
That's beneficial for both of them. I understand that.
But you remember the password? Yeah, like, I still want my own stuff. It's not.
Yeah,
I'm
I want my own stuff, too.
I'm not trying to be sneaky, per se, but it's just...
I remember I had a boyfriend one time. He mm-hmm. had me... He had me so fucked up. He had me to click on like a link because mm-hmm. he went to school for like computer engineering and stuff. He had me click on a fucking link, girl. I clicked on the link and he broke into all of my shit. He broke into my Yahoo, my Gmail, my MySpace, my Facebook. I was so heated and I was like, you're controlling. Fuck you. I can't believe you did this. Like, it was crazy.
That's embarrassing.
It was crazy.
Oh my God.
And then he had the audacity to ask me. At one point, he asked me who was this white guy that I knew ever since like intermediate school. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, John. I was like, that's my homeboy. I'm so glad that I saw him on MySpace, yada, yada, yada. He was like, well, are y'all fucking? I was like, what? I was like, he's from intermediate school. He found me on MySpace. I'm so happy. He was like, I don't like him. Like, you can't talk to him. Mm-mm. I was like, John? You're talking about John?
Here we go.
Come to find out, he was like looking at our messages that we were like messaging back and forth. But the only thing I was asking him was like, where are you living now? How's your mom? I miss you guys so much. Yada, yada, yada. We were just having a genuine conversation. And I was like, this dude is so conniving.
Psycho.
And just... Yeah, I had to break it off with him real quick.
That's scary.
Oh,
I need my
own shit. Who is that anime?
And you know what? You know what's really crazy now that we're talking about him? For some odd reason, I don't even know because I guess when all your contacts, like, you get a new phone, all your contacts go to a new phone. Because I haven't talked to this guy in years. Uh-huh. But he sent me two requests on Cash App for his birthday. And I was like, I haven't talked to you in 12 years.
He going hard with it.
I was like, the audacity. Like, who would ask an ex for Cash App money for their birthday?
Let me see if I can get $20 real quick. Sheesh.
Oh, and then he sent me a reminder. I was like, let me block this motherfucker from my goddamn phone.
He thought his meat was all there.
Okay. Anyway, guys, well, I hope that your Valentine's Day doesn't need any clarification because there's no gray space in between the two of you. I hope that Black people really, really, really find out what true love is and shares it with the next person. Mm-hmm. I've gotten to the point right now that, when I talk to nice guys that are very, very nice to me, it's kind of like a turnoff because it's like something is wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be anything wrong with them. They might just be good men.
The two dudes are looking at her side eye.
Okay.
See? I'm just saying, but sometimes you have to like really make yourself vulnerable and just make yourself available for love.
Are you vulnerable? Are you available?
I am.
Emotionally?
I think I do need some counseling. Huh?
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We've talked about this. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I honestly do because I feel that...
A lot of people don't know how to admit that and, like, say that. I think I need counseling. Or whatever.
Yeah. But I think I do because I feel... And to be honest, I think so many of us do need it because we have internalized issues as being the norm and it's really not.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I really do believe that we all need to. Right now, my whole crew is being distracted by the goddamn All-Star game. So, we're going to go ahead and we're going to end this, guys.
We're going to miss him, but we're going to talk about this nice guy.
No. We're going to end this tonight because I got to watch Real House. Me and Ash got to watch
Real House of Atlanta.
And then the men got to watch the All-Star.
Come on like three times throughout the week.
Don't worry about it. We need to know.
Comes on one time.
Who cares? We need to watch
the
house.
We care. What do you mean?
Who cares? And the next time, we are going to hope that Cuzzo comes back to join us. You've been a great guest, Cuzzo.
Thank y'all for having me.
So, we got Ashley. We got Doc. We got...
Molly.
No.
What?
Edith Yolanda. And we're going to call him Cuzzo.
Cuzzo. Hey!
Cuzzo, that's inside. Right. Cuzzo, we got the Cuzzo, Wednesday Cuzzo. Gentleman and Cuzzo.
Right, yo.
Right.
The Hennessy and the... What's another cognac?
Remy, right?
Remy. That shit's nasty.
What are we thinking of chocolate for today?
Well, the two Hennessys.
Just brown liquor.
The Crown Royal, I guess.
Hey,
I don't know.
I like
Crown. All right, guys, y'all have a wonderful week and thanks for tuning in to the Cosmos and Cognac.
She was about to go there.
Oh my God, Cosmos and Cognac podcast. Tune in with us next Tuesday. It'll be juicy. We guarantee it. Bye, guys.
Hey, deuces.